This is Bob, Groz, and Tom.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio and streaming nationwide on the 710 Sports app and 710sports.com.
Welcome, everybody. It's Bob, Groz, and Tom. The show of record is underway on a... It's a big day for all the wrong reasons, Mariner fans. We'll talk to Michael Bradley. It is Tuesday, so 1 o'clock is when he'll join us. I'm sure he'll have more than a few thoughts on this. We're hoping to catch up with a few people involved in the story that centers around Robinson Cano. In case you're just tuning in and you hadn't heard, he's been suspended for 80 games for PED use. Now, the story goes it was not an actual steroid. It was a diuretic that can be used as a masking agent, in which case they treat it as a PED. So he is suspended for 80 games, effective immediately.
Well, they also have got to determine in their testing if they think that it's if it was used to mask. They did. He's been appealing. He found out about it before the year started and then got injured, and it seemed like a good time to drop the appeal since he'll miss some games because of injury anyways. And it's a sad day for the Mariners, another black mark.
And by the way, when the Mariners make the postseason, he will be ineligible to participate.
Yeah, so there's that little nugget there. On the heels of a great win last night, I was all excited to talk about this brilliant pitching we saw from an unlikely source, and we can get into what happened last night. But this is obviously the biggest thing that happened to this team. Unfortunately, it's a very big negative. And now the questions start swirling. What do they do? Does D. Gordon now come to second base? Do they pull him out of center field? What does this mean to their play? What does it do to the clubhouse? Because he's their leader in that clubhouse.
Well, I wonder how much awareness there was of this.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. Is I don't know. Do these guys talk amongst each other like, man, you're not going to believe this. I was prescribed this in the off season, and now I got a notice from the league. I'm wondering if he keeps it to himself or if they talk to each other about it.
And we're just speculating on it. I would assume that, and we won't hear anything until today probably, because obviously Scott Servais will be asked about it when he meets with the media, as well as he knew what was going on. I would imagine that the front office had to know what was going on.
And if they did, why wouldn't they have? Because we've been hearing that Gordon's not going to move to second base. That was the big talk yesterday, right?
On
the heels of the Cano injury, which is a weird coincidence, by the way. But
what do you mean?
That he just hurt himself the other day and this is
well, this had been pending.
This has been going on all year. He dropped his appeal when he got hurt.
Because it starts immediately. He's going to miss 4 to 6, 6 to 8 mm-hmm. weeks, whatever it was going to be. He was going to miss that, so why not? You know, encapsulate it all in one fell swoop.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying it's a weird coincidence that he would get hurt, that he'd be out for this
oh,
long.
Oh, right. I see
and
what
that
you're
they'd
saying.
Be able to, I'm not going to say cover it up because he's going to be out anyway, but whatever. But I would think that the organization would have known, and that would have factored into their thinking as far as what they're going to do about second base.
It's, yeah.
I would think so, too, but I don't know. I mean,
they're obviously not going to say anything publicly about it if it's a pending appeal and he's going back and forth with the league and all that good stuff. They're not going to make that public, but yeah, I would agree. I would assume they knew something. I don't know the protocol. I don't know do the clubs are they informed by the league, or is it up to the player and the agent to inform? I don't know how the protocol works behind the scenes when somebody tests dirty. So and especially when there's an appeal going on.
Are you guys as fans? And I'm talking to everybody, not just the two of you. Are you guys, as fans, mad at Cano?
Yes.
I'm pretty mad.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I also think that if it was someone on another team, that's how I'm trying not to be a hypocrite about it.
Right.
If this was a guy on another team, we'd be mocking him.
Sure.
Especially in this day and age, getting nailed for steroids. I mean, and look, this, you know, you could say that, well, it wasn't for steroids. It was a masking agent and what that. It was a masking agent to mask what?
It's the cheating.
And he's 35 years old. I mean, he's at the point where guys are trying to enhance to a degree.
But and I'll go the other side of this, and I'm not defending it by any stretch. But what doesn't make sense to me is you know, you talk about a guy who's 35, he's getting towards the end of his career. It would make sense that he would take something to try to get back to what he was. He's been what he was. Now, you might say, well, maybe he's been using this whole time. But he didn't have this big downturn in his production, and now all of a sudden there's a big spike, and you know, those red flags that you've seen with other players in the past, right? Where you've seen the Brady Andersons and out of nowhere, you know, here's Barry Bonds who never hit 50 and then
or Nelson Cruz
in his late 30s hits 73 and his head's five times larger than it was. You didn't have any of those red flags with Cano, the dip in production, the massive spike in production. He's just kind of been who he's always been.
But maybe he took this stuff so he could maintain that, right?
Well, right, going through some injuries for it. And look, I mean, going to a doctor in the Dominican.
Well, that's hardly unique.
That's.
You're playing with fire.
Oh, absolutely.
You're asking for it. It totally takes any credibility away from what you're saying. You got to know Major League Baseball. If you're not sure about a substance, ask them. That's crystal clear. Everyone understands that and knows that.
I want to know if they've got the in the NFL, they've got a hotline for those of you that don't know that players and their reps can call. And they've got a bottle of whatever. And I'm going to take these supplements, and it's this brand, and it contains this. Is this okay? Right? They've got and that's actually failed them a couple of times, by the way. But they do have that checkpoint.
Major League Baseball has the same sort of thing. In other words,
you know that they've got a hotline number.
They've got it. They have made it really crystal clear. Before you take anything, contact us. So I'm sure they've got some number for it.
1-800-STEROID.
Whatever it is.
But here's the
thing.
Don't
take anything without contacting us.
And to answer a quick question on the text, does he get paid? No, he does not. He's going to lose $11 million is what it equates to. $11 million for missing 80 games.
Man.
Ouch.
But here's the thing. We're not being led to believe that this is an accident. Like if there were a number he could call, because this is a masking agent. That's what it's used for. So if he had called, this substance probably would have been on that list.
It's not its only function, though. I mean, Groz is taking it. Clearly, he's not any faster than he was. So.
No, or stronger or anything like
he's
that.
He's not hitting the ball.
What are you trying to hide, Groz?
But it is a diuretic. I mean, yes. It is. It makes you go to the bathroom. It clears out your system.
But don't you think that if he were using it for a purpose other than a masking agent, he might mention that?
Of course.
Yeah, and he hasn't. To my knowledge.
No, I mean, anyone else in this circumstance, you know, we've because of the way this has played out over the years, they have no credibility.
Nope.
No, they lose.
It is Robinson Cano. I'm sorry. He's got none.
No, we've talked about this in the past. Like, I think we asked the question, which player would you be most surprised? And it was kind of like, well, I guess Jeter, maybe, you know.
Griffey, yeah.
I mean, you just can't really be surprised by anybody.
I would, you know what, though? Somebody had asked me 2 weeks ago, would you be surprised if Cano were using something? I wouldn't be surprised, would you?
I'd be surprised only because, again, there weren't the red flags that you've seen with other players. There weren't the dip in production that he comes back or he's achieving things he's never done before.
Well, but a lot of guys have done steroids without having that sort of
jump in production.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few guys you can point out that did, but you know, we know that a lot of pitchers were using it. A lot of guys who barely made it to the majors are using it. So,
well, the healing is usually the HGH. But
true. But we're just talking about PEDs in general.
Well, nowadays. I mean, that's constantly a changing thing.
Right. Well, if you ask Andy Pettit, he did it just once, and he was trying to heal for the team.
And we don't believe that.
Huh?
And we don't believe that.
No. Of course not.
So course they go not. 80 days without. So you're right. When you get to the baseball stuff, now the Mariners know that they're out without him for 40 games. Does this change your opinion on what they do with Dee Gordon?
80 games.
Well, he'll be back for the last 40. He's going to miss 80 from this point. Mm-hmm. They've played 40, so there'll be 40 games left when he gets back. That's just my point, is that they got to go till 80 games without him, so do they make the change?
To put Dee Gordon at second base? Or maybe they go after somebody else. Who did I hear talking about Brandon Phillips this morning? Was it on Brock and Salk?
I didn't hear them talk about that.
Yeah.
You can write it down. I didn't hear saying he's the guy they'd want to bring in?
Yeah, give me a second. I'll pull up some audio on that. Okay. Brandon Phillips' name was being bandied about, as it were. And I wasn't really sure the reason why until now. Now it kind of makes sense.
Well, the question now is for the next 80 games, for half a season, are you better off? The question is about the backups. Are you better off with Heredia playing? Or are you better off with Beckham / Romine playing?
It's a good question.
And I guess you got to counter that, too, with something that you brought up yesterday, and I agree with, too, is Dee Gordon is hitting .350. I mean, he is just rolling. Do you even want to mess with him in any way,
no,
shape, or form?
I don't. I think they roll with what they've got unless it proves to be a negative. Unless it proves to be, all right, we can no longer tolerate this defense that's not happening at second base, or
they're hitting 125.
Yeah, neither guy is hitting, then we've got to address it. But I think in their mind, they'd like to leave D where he's at. Beckham's more than a competent second baseman. Romine can play second base. It's about what they do at the plate.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I was thinking about it more after the show yesterday, and you know, it just the idea of messing with something that's really working is anathema. You don't want to.
No.
But if it's for this long a period of time, that's
different. Well, that's what I think. That's the question. I mean, is it different? I mean, are you so really the question is the backups. Heredia versus those are the two guys at this point, unless you like go out and add another second baseman or you try and make a trade or something like that.
I think where's Brandon Phillips? Is he just floating out there or is he on a run? What's going on with him?
I don't know at the moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just and listen, they haven't said anything about their plans to this point, and we're assuming they knew what was going on.
He's just hanging out there.
Okay, how old is he?
30.
Here's John
Phillips is only 30.
He's only 30.
That can't be right.
36.
Okay, I was going whoa.
This is John Morosi on Brock and Sock this morning talking about him as an option.
I've been checking around. I think one name to watch in the Cano discussion is maybe Brandon Phillips, and he's a free agent. I talked to Brandon on the phone a couple weeks ago, and he still very much wants to play, and we'll see if that opportunity presents itself in Seattle. A great veteran player. I've always enjoyed Brandon a lot, so I think he'd be a nice fit.
All right. He's out there. He was a heck of a second baseman. I don't know where.
He's one of the great second basemen defensively of all time.
I don't know where he's at physically with his skills right now.
Well, last year for three teams, he hit .285 with 11 home runs, 13 home runs, 60 RBIs, 11 stolen bases.
Huh. It's so odd he didn't land on a roster.
Productive. Well, he's making four. Well, it wouldn't have made any difference, though.
Well, we'll see. I mean, my thought is they'd roll with what they've got. Unless they really just deep down in their heart of hearts say, all right, now for this length of time, this is just
well,
not.
Well, it's half a season, though.
Yeah, this is going to be untenable. We can't do this. We've got to find a solution.
You know what? I'm actually not as worried about this team making the playoffs or winning 90 games or however you want to look. I'm not worried about this team's success. Because yesterday we accepted the fact that he's going to be out for a long period of time anyway, right?
Well, six to eight weeks versus.
But that's a long time.
Yeah, but
well, it's half the time that we were expecting.
Yeah, at the most it was 2 months. Mm-hmm. At the most, we were looking high end 2 months. Now we're looking at double that.
But how many games is that roughly? Like 50, 55?
40 to 50.
And now it's going to be
80. If it was maximum, if it was 2 months out.
Right. So I mean,
if it was a month out, it's 30, 25.
Mm-hmm. So it's about 1.5 times whatever that's going to be. I mean, look, they were going to have to be in the situation anyway, whether it's Brandon Phillips or you're just moving around a bunch of Gordon Beckhams or Modders or whoever it is. They're in the same situation today that they were yesterday.
Just that's for true. Longer.
Yeah, but, I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's the good question. I don't know how they feel deep down about these guys. If they feel like, no, we're good. We'll roll with them for a bit, see what happens. Or if they're feeling like, okay, this needs to be addressed with somebody who's not currently on the roster. I don't know how they feel about Beckham and Romine, if they feel that's going to be serviceable, or if they're going to be in the wait-and-see mode, like, all right, let's wait and see before we you know get the itchy trigger finger here and bring somebody in. If we don't need them, maybe these guys will be fine.
Your only real option probably is right now is a guy like Phillips, because teams aren't wheeling and dealing at this point in the season. You don't have a lot to trade.
I thought you had teams yesterday that had quit.
Yeah, you do.
Huh? Who's playing for the Orioles?
Don't the White Sox have a second baseman they can give up?
I mean, they've already seen some rumors about Manny Machado, but those are people who are just desperate to get him. I think it's tough to make a deal right now.
Can we move him to second base? Seriously. Well,
just a bummer. You know, I mean, this is a guy who had lived up to all the billing as a big free agent acquisition, was a positive guy, having a great career, having a great run with the Mariners. And
of all the bad contracts out there, Graz, all the bad big 10-year type contracts, his was the one that wasn't so bad.
He's been working out beautifully to this point.
He's been pretty darn productive player.
I mean, you know, he's your team leader. He's your leader in the locker room and everything like that. So,
and now you got to wonder, once he comes back, whenever that is, what kind of player is he going to be? If he was using PEDs and that was really what was helping him to be productive, what kind of player is he going to be without it?
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
Just a bummer.
What do you think? Hall of Fame out of the question now.
I think that's probably, well, Rafael Palmeiro got one drug suspension and 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, and he's gotten a whiff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that unless the voting, and I'm sure Bradley will lead the charge on this, unless the voting stuff changes, he's out.
I don't think Bradley would have put him in before this because he's played in the era where guys were testing dirty. So
if the mindset continues the way it is, he's out.
I think so, too. I don't think we can ever hear on a broadcast again future Hall of Famer Robinson Cano.
Unless some of these other guys start getting in. All of a sudden Clemens gets in, or Bonds gets in, or Sosa gets in, or any of these other guys that are notoriously a part of that.
You know what, though? If we're going to go down this road, we'd have to refresh our memories. Who's actually failed tests? Right? Did Clemens actually fail a test? I know Manny did. Ortiz's name was on a list,
right,
but we don't know for sure that it was because he failed this a test specifically. Some of those guys are hanging around because there's no definitive proof. Here we have definitive proof.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that does take Cano's name out of that conversation. The other guys can sort of loophole their way back in.
Right.
I don't know.
Just the drag, man.
It's a
serious
giant
drag.
Bummer. This is a season that had some level of optimism attached to it. To this point,
well,
I mean,
and you know, it doesn't necessarily have to take it away, but it
nah,
does.
It's all over.
But it does.
That's done.
You know what I mean?
It takes some of the enthusiasm here early.
It's like
out
a punch in the gut.
It is, yeah. And it doesn't mean that you can't get up from a punch in the
of
gut.
Of course
you
not.
Can.
Of course not. And look, I mean, he's not going to have a problem with his teammates. That's not going to be an issue on something like this. I mean, the Mariners have already got D. Gordon and Nelson Cruz have already gone through PED suspensions and come out the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I mean, you don't have to worry about that sort of stuff. But it just from the standpoint of optics, it's a punch. It's a left cross.
And you need that lineup to be great with this pitching staff. We've been over that a million times. And we did talk yesterday about how whether or not the lineup can withstand the loss of any one guy. Well, they probably can for a little while. Nelson Cruz for 2 or 3 weeks. We've already seen that. But Robinson Cano, your number three hitter for 80 games. I mean, they can probably do it, but, man, they're already behind the Angels and the Astros. If the Astros were to lose this type of player, you'd say, you know what, they'll figure out a way.
Right.
For a team like the Mariners, it's chasing them. It's a little different.
Agreed. It is. It's a massive loss. And the only thing I would say is, of all the years that we've, in recent memory, looking at the lineups, this is the one that's most equipped at this point to sustain this loss. I'm not saying they will, but if you're just looking at what they've got left to work with in his absence versus years previous, They're best equipped right now to deal with it.
They're better off, but boy, oh boy, nobody else better go down.
Hey, here's a quote real quick. This is from the Mariners on Cano's suspension. Robinson made a mistake. He's explained to us what happened, accepted the punishment, and has apologized to the fans, the organization, and his teammates. What does he apologize for specifically, though? He hasn't addressed this as a masking agent.
No, he's saying he took it as it was given to him by a
Dominican doctor.
By a doctor, okay, but that's not...
Here's his statement. This substance was given to me by a licensed doctor in the Dominican Republic to treat a medical ailment. While I did not realize at the time I was given a medication that was banned, I obviously now wish I had been more careful. So I assume he's apologizing for not being more diligent and just going, okay, yeah, give it to me.
Now remember, though, from Major League Baseball standpoint, a diuretic is not an automatic suspension.
No.
They've got to determine that it was used to mask
his
steroid.
Intent. Yeah.
He's never gonna admit it. So I mean, and look, from the Mariners' standpoint, doesn't do any good to run him down the rails. They're still paying him for 5 or 6 more years.
I understand.
Except for
that,
these 80 games, they save 11 mil.
Except for these 80 games is right.
But them saying that he's apologized to the fans, okay. But what's he apologize? Anybody can just throw an apology out there
for being irresponsible. He's apologized. He should have been more diligent. He's saying, I wish I would have done. Essentially, I would have done my homework. I just took it at face value. This doctor knows what's best.
But if he's taking it as a masking agent for steroids, if that's the truth, and he's apologizing for something else, then that's a lie.
Of course, yeah.
He's apologizing for getting caught.
Yes. I mean, I'd rather...
That's the bottom
line. Quite honestly,
line.
As a fan, I'd rather he keep the apology to himself, if that's the case. Don't patronize me with this, oh, I should have done this and that. If you're taking it to mask a PED or a steroid or whatever, apologize for that.
Well, he's first of all, you're not going to hear anybody say that.
No. I know that.
There's only been one guy I've heard apologize for actually doing it, and that was A-Rod.
Yeah.
Everybody else says, oh, I thought it was this. It was flaxseed oil. I was doing it to get healthy for the team, Andy Pettit. I've never done it. I didn't, you know, nobody does that. I don't have that expectation.
I don't have that expectation, but I don't want to have my intelligence insulted either.
Well, too late.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just that's protocol.
That is kind of, this is the playbook. Hey, I trusted the doctor, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, and the bad part is maybe somewhere in this ocean of players that have been caught, some of them are actually honestly just unwittingly took something.
Yep.
But because it was so prevalent and somebody knew exactly what they were doing, you're sort of complicit. You all get lumped into the same thing. So nobody has the benefit of the doubt now.
No, and look, I mean, to take something, it's insane. You know, every player knows the deal. Every player knows what they're looking at. To take something that you don't know about, it's nuts. And a Docker in the Dominican? I mean, that's paper thin.
Yep.
That's why I'm sitting here.
I don't blame
you.
I know right where you're coming from.
I get what you're saying about this is straight out of the playbook.
I'm sideways about it too.
Yeah, this is what players do. This is how they react
right
when they get caught. I understand that. But still, it belittles us all to sit here and say, oh, you know what, Robinson? It's okay. I'm behind you, buddy. No, I'm not. If you cheated and you're apologizing by making up a lie and saying it was something else, get out. Get out of here. I'm done with you.
Well, then you're done with a lot of players.
Yes, I am.
Because you've had one. You've had one player, to my knowledge, who said, yeah, I knew they weren't Tic Tacs. That was A-Rod's quote.
Mm-hmm.
I took them.
But you're saying that like I'm being naive. Like I am done with all those guys.
I'm just saying it's not a new thing. This has been how every single player, with that exception, unless there's one I'm missing, has handled it. Oh, yep. I thought it was this. Oh, I thought it was that. Oh, I got it from the doctor. I was just trying to heal. I didn't know.
I know. And whether you cheated then or you cheat now, you're a cheat either way.
Yeah, the hypocrisy can get annoying.
There. I'll leave it there. It
certainly can.
Yeah, it's frustrating. As a Mariner fan, it's beyond disappointing. Feel completely let down. And the hope is that the rest of the club, like I said, it's I'm not saying they will, but if there were going to be a year the lineup could sustain this kind of loss, I would think this is the year based on how deep they've been. Now you're going to need guys to start picking up the pace and Zunino.
Sure. And stay healthy.
If Zunino could strike out a little less, that'd be great. If Gamble could pick up his game, I mean, you need guys to step up, but that is a deep lineup.
Jerry Krasnick just tweeted out that Cano was in the process of dropping his appeal before he suffered the broken hand, according to sources. The injury was purely coincidental. His hearing had been scheduled for today.
Hmm.
So it's even more ironic than you said at the beginning, Tom.
That the injury just occurred on Sunday?
Yeah.
Because he was going to drop the appeal today?
It was going to be determined, Krasnick. Yeah.
Weird.
And today was the day we were waiting for Cano news. But different news, right? This is
we're
the day
still
we're
waiting
on
that news.
Well, now it doesn't matter.
But wait a minute.
He'll be healed by the time he comes back.
Unless his hand is busted in five places and he's not coming back all year.
Yeah.
I guess that's the only thing that could come out of this that would make it worse.
Yeah, you're going to be without him anyway.
Doesn't it feel like that's what's going to happen?
Kind of.
I just feel bad for the Mariners.
Yeah, you had something positive brewing here. You had some hope. You were giving people that were as cynical as any fan base in sports, for good reason, I always say, but giving them some reason to feel a little shred of optimism.
Yeah, hopefully they can still plow through it, deal with a little adversity, and still keep it going.
Well, you're
going
to see what they're made of. You're going to see what kind of a manager Scott Servais is.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are they going to do, lay down and quit?
Right. Well, they got Wade LeBlanc.
Hey,
he was fantastic.
Wade LeBlanc's a Cy Young candidate right now.
He dominated one of the most boring baseball games I've ever watched, and it was terrific.
Last time we saw a guy with an 88-mile-an-hour fastball befuddle pitchers, it was Jamie Moyer.
In front of one of the smallest crowds I've seen in a long time, too.
I was saying to Constance last night, like, who would attend this game? It was raining harder when they started it than it was, like, an hour before that.
I love that they said, we're playing.
Yeah.
I don't care. I got a feeling they were playing no matter how hard it rained.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were getting that. There's no way. They're coming back again for that.
Yeah, we're playing this game, guys. Yeah. Period.
All right, so there's the news again. El Hombre, Michael Bradley, joins us at 1 o'clock. We'll get his take on all of this. We're hoping to catch up with a few other people that can add some insight as to what's going on. But we want to hear from you, Mariner fans. We're going to open up the phone lines, 421-3776, toll-free 866-979-3776. How are you feeling about Robinson Cano? Are you mad at him? You're disappointed? Or you want to defend him? Do you think we're being unfair? Your thoughts on Robinson Cano? We'll take your calls coming up with Bob Gross and Tom.
From the Alaska Airlines Studio,
this is Bob Gross and Tom.
Streaming everywhere at 710sports.com and the 710 Seattle app.
It is Bob Gross and Tom. We're opening up the phone lines for you, Mariner fans, to get your reaction. You can also text in to 710-710, Coors Light text line. Give us your thoughts on Robinson Cano. How are you feeling? You're upset? You're mad at him? You're disappointed? You want to defend him?
I want to hear a caller defend him. We got anybody?
Well, I got a texter here. I want to give you this. I absolutely love listening to 710. I practically do all day, every day. But Bob Gross and Tom are certainly my least favorite because you only see situations as glass half empty. All three of you, all of the time. At least with Brock and Salk or Danny David Moore, one of them is able to see the situation in a brighter light. All right, well, let's pretend. What's the bright light
to
this
one? Yeah,
where
is that? Show it to me.
Is there something obvious I'm missing?
No.
All right. Just wanted...
What, the fact that Robbie Cano is an otherwise nice guy that we just like to root for? I mean, that's the only thing
Robinson
saving
Cano.
Him for here is that he's normally not a jerk. We happen to like him.
Well,
that's
and I'll say this, is he's this to me doesn't make him or any other player that's done it a bad guy.
No.
They've made poor choices.
Correct.
Right?
Made mistakes.
A lot of these guys I still think are great. Nelson Cruz, one of the best guys I've ever met in sports. He's been in trouble for this.
Yeah, it's
D. Gordon, too.
It's
D.
a
Gordon.
Mistake, but you let the team down is the bottom line.
Right.
Barry Bonds. Creep, not because he took steroids, because he's a creep.
Unrelated. He took steroids.
Absolutely. He's been a creep back to his college days. Ask his teammates. All right, we'll open up the phone lines for you. 421-3776, toll-free 866-979-3776. Also, again, you can text into 710-710. Let's head out to Paulsbo, bring in Buzz. Buzz, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
We're being very negative, apparently. Is there a ray of sunshine that we missed somewhere, a silver lining?
You know. You know that text you just got? I bet you that guy voted yes for that head tax too. Yeah, you know.
What are your thoughts on this, Buzz? How are you feeling?
I couldn't agree with you guys more. You know, it's more disappointing for me and Tom. You hit it right on the head where you feel violated in a lot of ways too. Also as well, I mean, I put this guy on a pedestal. I put him next to Ken Griffey in regards to his talents and his skills. And how many guys have a God-given talent like that and become multimillionaires and then have to find a reason to, I mean, come on, they've got publicists, they've got guys. I mean, you know, you're taking stuff from a doctor and you're going to sit here and try and tell me that you don't know what's going on. I don't buy it. It's more disappointing than aggravating to me. And I think we need to find a trailer park next to Cooperstown to put all these guys in the Hall of Fame in, you know, because it just, it's going to continue to go on and on. And as much as I don't like A-Rod, him coming clean gave me a little bit more credibility with that guy. But I don't like what he stands for. But at least he had, you know, the cojones to come forward and say, yeah, you know what? I knew exactly what I was taking, and all of them do. And that's, I think that's the more disappointing thing than anything else, is treating us like a bunch of children, like we don't know what the hell's going on out there. So
thanks for the call,
appreciate
Buzz.
The phone call, appreciate Buzz. It. Good stuff. That opens up the line, 421-3776. Yeah, I mean, and again, somebody can remind me if somebody else has come out without excuse and said, yeah, I did it.
I think
Canseco has, I guess.
But yeah, Canseco did.
In his own really weird way.
He wrote it in a book.
Yeah.
You know, but in terms of guys that were still active players, it's easy to do when you're done playing. There's nothing to lose. A-Rod's the only guy I know. He stood up there in that press conference and said his exact quote, I knew they weren't Tic Tacs. Again,
And you know what? If it's 1997, okay, maybe you don't know. In 2018, there's just no way.
Let's see. Dylan is in Lake Stevens. Dylan, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm calling. I'm here to defend Robbie, actually.
Okay.
The substance that he was tested positive for was furosemide, right?
Yeah, diuretic.
So to me, it's... Yeah, I work in pharmacy, actually. I mean, it's commonly prescribed for blood pressure and injury ailments. If somebody has fluid around some sort of body part for an injury, they give them diuretics to drain the fluid. And so, I mean, it's very possible that Robbie had ongoing ailments that he's just draining fluid on. I could see why they wouldn't think this would be on the banned list.
Why do you go to a doctor in Dominican to do it?
He's Dominican. He's comfortable with a Dominican doctor.
But it doesn't make sense to not call Major League Baseball if you're taking something you've never taken before, does it?
Yeah, I understand your reasoning here. I really do. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it comes down to innocent until proven guilty. And he is guilty of taking the furosemide. But well, I don't think that makes him guilty of taking a performance-enhancing drug.
Hold on a second. Neither does Major League Baseball. They have made it clear in that you're allowed to take diuretics. They're not banned, except they're used for masking agents. So they do a double test on you. They test you a second time, and then that's when they make the determination that you've used.
Right. I think it's worth probably just rereading TJ Quinn of ESPN, his tweet here. He says, players are not automatically suspended for using diuretics. The suspension means that Major League Baseball was able to prove he was using it to mask a drug. That's the key here. That okay. to me is the key of the whole thing. You're right. You can take this stuff, and it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't necessarily mean you're cheating. But in this case, baseball has proved that.
I guess that's very true. My other point being, he hasn't necessarily wowed. He's only popped what 4 home runs this year. I wasn't too convinced he was using roids for that reason as well. But I guess if they have proof on him, then I don't have much to say.
Yeah. Well, he
appreciate the call, Dylan.
Yeah, he appealed it and then he dropped his appeal.
That opens up a line 421-3776, toll free 866-979-3776. How are you feeling about Robinson Cano? You're mad, you're disappointed, you want to defend him. And Dylan might, I mean, listen, in a lot of cases, maybe these guys are honest in why they were using something. He was dealing with an injury that had fluid buildup around it. Sounds perfectly logical. He's dealt with injuries. But again, you're doing it in the Dominican. You're not, at best, you're wildly ignorant, irresponsible. Maybe the intent was different. Maybe you weren't intending to cheat. You were looking at it as, all right, this is convenient. I'm in the Dominican. It's where I spend my time. Yeah. Let me go ahead and take it. I trust him. You weren't doing your due diligence.
But baseball, again, as Tom pointed out, they went a step further.
Yeah, in their minds, there was intent. He was trying to cover something up.
Right.
So there's argue with that.
Robinson Cano is a veteran player. If that happened to somebody who was 2 or 3 years into their career, all that stuff you just said there, I mean, maybe you could at least entertain forgiving it. But for Cano, he knows. He's seen this happen with teammates before.
First, right in the dugout with
him. Yeah, I mean.
Let's head to Lacey, bring in David. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
Hey, I'm disappointed. But, you know, I understand he's had a problem the last couple of years of staying on the field. And it looked like his arrow was headed in the wrong direction, and he made a bad decision. Versus, I think I look back on guys like Bonds and Clemens. They weren't really injured, no more than any other athlete. They were taking steroids to become superhuman at their skills and at their abilities in baseball. I truly think Robbie took them, unless there's something that's shown that he's been doing it for years. I think he just couldn't stay healthy.
Well, but, I mean, listen, his stats counter that. He missed 11 games last year. He played 161 the year before. He had double hernias. Played 156, 160, 161, 150. He hasn't missed. He's one of the most durable players I've ever seen.
Yeah, you stay on the field with those type of injuries and play those type of games, Bob, and it's going to show up.
Sure. And, David, I agree. Maybe he's feeling it, and we appreciate the call. We're up against the break. I mean, he played with double hernia, so he's a guy who's as tough as nails. And maybe he's been hurt in years previous. All I'm saying is he wasn't having a hard time staying on the – he was on the field.
Right.
Last year was the first year he had missed a significant amount – and that's not even significant compared to most players. He played 150 of 162 games last year.
This may have been why.
The caller's point is well taken as far as what your intent was, superhuman versus staying on the field. But at the end of the day, you still can't do it.
Right. All right. Let's give you your pitching matchup, and we apologize to those we couldn't get to your calls. We'll obviously talk more about this throughout the show. But Mariners do play another game. The season goes on. And your pitching matchup is brought to you by Heritage Distilling's BSB Brown Sugar Bourbon. The matchup is
Mike Leake, 4-3, got that ERA under 6. It's at 5.72 versus Mike Minor, 3-2. With a 4.73 ERA against Texas this week.
All right. So there you go. There's your pitching matchup brought to you by Heritage Distilling's BSB Brown Sugar Bourbon. In case you missed it, there's something going on with Robinson Cano that is worse than his injury. Wait a minute. What? Coming up with Bob Gross and Tom.
It's Bob Gross and Tom.
Hold up. Hold up.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
What?
It is Wait a Minute What here with Bob Gross and Tom. Coming up at the top of the hour, El Hombre, Michael Bradley, who I'm sure will have a thought or two on this entire Robinson Cano situation. And that's really part of Wait a Minute What, in case you just tuned in, you were sleeping, perhaps you were at graveyard. I don't know what's going on, but
it's what I said when I got this news. I said, wait a minute, what?
See? It fits. And there's a lot of people out there. And in case you missed it, Robinson Cano has been suspended for 80 games for using performance-enhancing drugs. The drug that he was using was not a steroid. It was a diuretic that is commonly used as a masking agent, and Major League Baseball determined, in their opinion, that he was, in fact, trying to mask something he had been doing previously. That's their call.
He appealed and dropped his appeal, which is crystal clear in my book.
You don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, yeah, I just didn't want to drag the team through it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you appeal if you feel like you've been wrongly accused, then you stick with it.
Yeah, Richard Sherman did that.
Right.
Yeah, and he won.
He did.
He was innocent.
His was on a technicality, though, and I'm not trying to, you know, impugn his character, but his was on how the test was handled, right? Yes. The chain of custody, if you will.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
But that's legit.
Well, hey, he won it, though. I mean, right. Who knows?
But yeah, this is, I mean, there's nothing good about this. There's nothing good about this, as much as the texter said we're the most negative show on the station. Okay. I would love for somebody to point out the silver.
We'll wear it today.
Yeah, I'll wear it. That's fine, because I don't know where the silver lining is. I'm a Mariner fan.
It's not a question of being negative or positive. It's a question of accurate assessment.
Correct.
Just calling this out for what it is.
Exactly.
It's not even really a matter of opinion. I mean, you can have your opinion on where you think, how you think this is going to affect the Mariners going forward. What
but your
do
opinion
at second
base. On the thing itself, it's pretty cut and dry.
Right.
And just imagine if you're thinking about it and wondering about it, think about it if it was Shohei Ohtani.
Oh man, don't tempt me, Groz.
Or J.J. Watt. Would you be providing the benefit of the doubt there?
Tom wouldn't. We know where Tom would be on those two. Guilty. Guilty. Take away their equipment. Get them out of the country. They don't deserve to be Americans.
You all thought I was mad.
So it's 80. Well, we should find out at some point today how Cano's injury is actually going to affect him, even though he's out for 80 games no matter what. It includes the time that he's injured, whether it's going to be a month, 2 months, whether this is a season
if it's
going
to need surgery, if it's not going to, if it's just going to be a cast. I mean, there's still certainly questions about what's going on with the hand.
The Mariners now know that they're going to be without him for 80 days, 80 games, no matter what.
Plus the postseason, if they get there.
Hey, if they get there, it's fantastic.
If they get, what, you mean if they play well enough to get there without him, essentially?
Yes.
And then in that one game playoff, they falter because their number three hitter was Brandon Phillips.
Like three errors at second base.
Look, I'm not worried. Well,
I'm sorry.
If Brandon Phillips comes here and plays second base, I'm not worried about that. But if it's some other situation where they get themselves in trouble because Cano wasn't there, absolutely. Can you imagine if this is the reason why the team doesn't make the postseason?
Sure. You can look at it that way.
I can't even fathom what kind of disappointment that's going to feel.
I mean, like as Bob has said, and I agree with him, that the Mariners are probably the best suited they've been in years for something like this to happen. But as you said, Tom, it's still their number three hitter,
who was being
productive, and their leader. So I mean, it's a significant, significant blow.
Yeah, again, I'm desperately trying to find the silver lining. If they make it to the postseason without him, it's going to be an incredible accomplishment.
That's a heck of a silver lining right there.
And it's going to speak to their resolve and their professional pride and the managerial skills of Scott Servais and everybody involved, right? You didn't lose, with all due respect, you didn't lose Ben Gamble. You didn't lose a guy who's, he had a couple of great months last year as good defensive player, but he's not your core. He's not a pillar of your team. This is maybe the biggest pillar of your team. With all due respect to Felix Hernandez, you're talking about a guy who has a chance to impact the game every day.
No doubt about it.
I think we talked the other day. I asked both of you, in order, which players can't you lose on this team? I think one is probably Paxton, right?
Right.
Even though he's not out there every day.
Yeah, that's why I always wrestle with pitcher versus position player, because a position player can affect the game on both sides, defensively, offensively, every single day.
It depends how good that offensive player is, though. I mean, I think
he's really good.
Paxton is indispensable to... I mean, Cano has got to be top five anyway. He's probably your second or third guy.
He's the first guy on offense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I mean, you're looking at Diaz as being, the way he's pitching right now is out of this world. So, I mean, you're talking about being without him would be a devastating loss.
All right, so now you got to hope that Mitch Haniger keeps up what he's been doing and Cruz can somehow survive the season.
Well, you need Cruz to kind of snap out of it.
Yeah, he's scuffling a bit. Yeah. And again, you need the other guys. You need Zunino and you need Gamble. You need the other guys to step up. I mean, everybody. D's got to continue with what he's doing and all of it, right? It's got to be a team effort. One other story out there. ESPN and Netflix are teaming up for a 10-part Michael Jordan documentary called The Last Dance.
Whoa.
10 parts.
Wow. Is Jordan cooperating? I'm serious.
Because if it's going to be 10 parts, would they have to include all the stuff that we want to know about?
I would assume.
The gambling, why'd you leave the league,
how could you have that many parts and not talk about that?
Exactly.
You have to.
Right? It's expected.
Playing baseball is part of his life.
Expected to premiere in 2019 and will feature more than 500 hours of never-before-seen footage from the 97-98 Bulls championship run and will include participation of Jordan and other key figures from those championship teams. Yeah, premiere in 2019.
It's not going to be 500 hours long. They're drawing from 500 hours worth of footage.
10 50-hour episodes.
They're going to run it 24 hours a day for a week straight, or longer than that, actually. Yeah.
And then Michael Jordan
bought
the Hornets.
So then the Jordan 4s came out, and they went with black and red as opposed to white. Yeah, it's going to be.
So it was open from the wing, and the 17-footer went down, and the legend was born.
So there you go. If you're a Jordan fan and there's something you haven't learned about him to this point, by God, you're going to learn it in this. No stone will be left unturned, I think, in this situation. All right, there you go. Coming up, do fans still care about PEDs? I know one guy who does. El Hombre, Michael Bradley, will join us next with Bob Gros and Tom.